For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott. J.J. has a story to tell. J.J. Evans, that is. His real name is Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker started in small clubs as a stand-up comedian and wound up as an icon on TV's Good Times. Jimmy Walker became the first successful young black sitcom star. Jimmy Walker is coming to Bowling Green to tell his story. How did the director of Good Times discover you, Jimmy?
I think it was more or less the casting lady, which happens to be Jane Kirkland at the time. She was fabulous. Uh-huh. She saw me doing what we call warm-ups. That's getting in front of a crowd before the show starts, of a show called Carlucci's Department, which would actually be a good show now. And it was about an unemployment office, which would come in handy right now. And it was the wacky people that came in there. And I was doing a warm-up for the show, and she kind of thought I was a little bit humorous. She asked me if I wanted to do a TV show in Hollywood, and I said, no problem, and that was that.
Let's bring back the good times and chase all the bad times.
In Good Times, Jimmy Walker saw sudden and enormous fame in everything from comic books and a talking doll to pajamas, trading cards, a best-selling album, and TV guide covers. And how did your famous catchphrase, dynamite, happen, Jimmy?
That came from our director, John Rich, who was a guy who directed shows like Mary Tyler Moore, when Dick Van Dyke, which was a Dick Van Dyke show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did a little one in rehearsal one day, and he says, I like that. And I said, you like what? He says, that dynamite thing. And I said, oh, okay. And he says, here's how you should do it. He showed me how to do it. And I said to John, John, come on. Just stand there and say dynamite. People aren't that stupid. And he says, yes, they are.
Where do you look for humor? Were you always known as a kind of comedian, even in school?
No, not at all. Oh, my heck, darn it. Oh, fiddly boo, no. There's a lot of good guys around going to school with me. There was a lot of good guys in my neighborhood. You know, it's just a matter of getting the craft down. So, no, I was not the funniest guy. And I'm not the funniest guy in comedy now. Many would say I'm in last place in that category also.
How did you develop your stand-up comedy routine?
Well, the way you develop is you have people that you like, and you pattern your style after them, kind of, and then you evolve from that. So you take from a couple of people, almost like being a musician. You know, all musicians, whether it be, you know, Wynton or Branford Marsalis or Pavarotti will tell you they admired somebody, and they went from there.
After high school, you entered into radio engineering. Had you considered that to be your vocation?
No, not really. That was the thing that I was kind of backed into because my guidance counselor in school wanted to know what I wanted to do, and I really didn't know.
Oh.
And he kind of pushed me on it, and I always loved listening to the radio, so I just said offhandedly radio. Hmm. And he happened to know some people in the radio biz, so I didn't think he would follow up. So he says, we're going down to a radio station. I went, what? He says, yeah, I know people. So went down there, and I just kind of started doing it.
And now you candidly talk about your life and the 1970s comedy scene, and you're an author.
I'm an author. My book is out as we speak. Dynamite, you can get it on Yahoo and Amazon and all that jazz, along with my app, my APP, which is Jimmy Walker Original App.
For the good times.
Jimmy J.J. Walker will speak at the Parish Hall next door to the Warren County Main Library Tuesday, August 21st at 6 p.m. Free tickets available at all Warren County Library locations. For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott.